One man tried to save a child that was involved in power lines and water, and the Good Samaritan, who the dad went in there and was burned, and the child is being treated for burns, but both survived. But the Good Samaritan, as they called him on the news, that went in to try to help the child initially, was killed trying to save the little child. So there are deaths and harm, and I think the official count now is about 18 related directly to this storm that went in as a Category 1 instead of a 3 or 4. And while we count our blessings here in Florida, we remember those who have suffered loss, people that without power in states that really don't know how to deal with it. Our governor one year said, we here in Florida, we know what to do. And he just looked at the camera and said, everybody just hunker down. Amen. So we know how to hunker down during hurricanes and hopefully stay away from power lines and not go out to see the waters and just stay close to home until everything's cleaned up. But there are those that don't know about that, and it's very tragic. So we remember tonight as we get ready to pray in a few moments, we remember those who are hurting and have lost people, and especially a good man who wanted to help somebody and put his life on the line and lost that life trying to help someone else. There's still good in this old fallen world, and the good is because God hasn't closed the door, and we're very grateful to him tonight. There's mighty revival. In just a few moments, we're going to see what God is doing among some young people down in Africa concerning prayer. They have a prayer house, they call it. It would be like taking the portable and quadrant it off to certain areas where you go to pray the Word of God. You study the Word, you pray the Word of God. Areas where they literally hang strings and put clothespins, I suppose, or whatever they use to pin prayer requests on them, and they go to touch each one and pray. They go to take a globe and lay their hands on it and pray for nations of the world from their nation. As they pray for their nation, to pray for the nations of the world. They go to you can go to a different area of this not big place, but you can go to an area where there is just repentance, where people are praying for their own heart and their own life, to qualify. To be in a position, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way. Before we can pray effectively for others, we need to pray for a cleansing within ourselves. You know what these people do in Africa, according to one of the people who are involved in this mighty global prayer movement that originated really years ago in Korea, one of the mighty prayer movements that's going on right now, that's global, that's around the world in these prayer conferences, because one of the things they're doing in Africa, he said, these people get together and they get into deep repentance for their own sins before they begin to pray for others to come to know Jesus Christ. And he said they abandon themselves to prayer. Everybody say abandon themselves. They abandon themselves to prayer. And they do it with desperation, with expectation. Said they believe with every fiber of their being. And this particular man said, you know, they're not as sophisticated as we are. They actually believe that God is going to hear an answer. Can you say amen? When they pray for a nation, they believe things are going to happen. When they pray for people, they believe things are going to happen. When they pray over seemingly impossible circumstances, they believe something mighty is going to take place. Can you say amen? They take God at his word. So they pray in desperation because they know without God, nothing's going to change. But they pray in expectation because they believe God listens when they pray. And if God hears, God is going to do mighty things as a result of prayer. So because we're reaching globally tonight, before we go to Africa, I want you to know God is moving in Asia. He's moving in Pakistan. He's moving in India. There's a great revival in India. I remember when a man come and invited me to come and minister in India. And I told him, first thing was, because it's going to be this big grand outdoor meeting, and he had come as a missionary raising funds for the work there, and he was an Indian national himself from India, and he said, Pastor Venable, you must come to India. You must come and speak. We're planning a big meeting in India. And I said, I will certainly pray about that, but I want to tell you right now, I'm not a national evangelist. He said, oh, that doesn't matter. It is not your name. We're coming to magnify and lift up. It is the name of Jesus. I felt about that big. Amen. Because usually it takes a personality, even in the Christian, to draw people together for a big meeting. But he said, in India, they're not coming. It doesn't matter who the speaker is. We're coming, amen, to magnify Jesus and to tell others about him. So I didn't get to India yet, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to ever get to India. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not over the hill just yet. Praise God. Amen. But this is a group from India magnifying the Lord. And I just thought it would be nice to give us an international flavor before we enter into this global movement of prayer. Maybe these teenagers and young people in Africa can inspire us to pray in the many facets of prayer like they are praying when this little introduction is over to international praise and international prayer. People are coming to Jesus around this world tonight. Hallelujah.
Eternal God, forever you are mighty. every culture, every tribe and every tongue, come before the throne of everlasting life. Everything within me glorifies your name. Every breath of mine will magnify you, Lord.
Who can ever count the wonders of your love? Who can understand the mystery of your grace? Who can stand before your power and your might? God of wonders, we will celebrate your light.
Only about 6 minutes, but it can make a big difference in the way that we pray. In Ephesians 6, we find our adversary. Amen. We argue not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities, the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. We find our armor. Take you the whole armor of God. Can you say amen? And all of it is listed and enumerated. And then we find the arena of battle where this armor is put into effect. The Bible said literally, before we get to that part, it said that while we are yet in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So the Bible gives us the adversary in Ephesians 6, beginning with verse 10. Then it gives us the armor that we need to effectively wage war against him and win, by the way. And then it gives us the arena of battle, because it immediately says, praying with all prayer and supplication for me and for all saints, that utterance might be given unto me. Praying with all prayer. That literally means praying with all of the different kinds of prayer: intercession, personal petition, amen, prayers of repentance. See, that's one of the big parts of that kind of winning warfare praying that's left out. We're praying for everybody else to get right except us. And how many know that we need to stay right before we can pray right? Amen. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, and we declare these fasts, these days of praying, but we don't talk about personal repentance. And yet the Bible's very clear that we must turn from our wicked way before he will hear from on high and heal our land. So they go into a preparation. 18 months, most of the time, is the average time of preparation, of self-searching, of abandoning themselves to the Lord to pray. Not just praying hours at a time, but going before God and say, search me. If there's any unclean thing, let me see it, because I want it. I do not want it to hinder my prayer life, because my prayer life, so much of what God wants to do is based on whether we can pray effectively. Can you say amen? When God wants to do something big, what does he do? Sets his people a-praying. Hallelujah. Well, God is setting his people a-praying around the world. And while I'm seeing what these young people are doing, it just lets me know that when we began this, we became part of something that is global. Everybody say something that is global. Praise God. And I'm so glad to know that God is raising up a generation of young men and women with a passion for prayer. They don't have video games in there. They don't have some group rock and roll outfit in there. They don't have something to draw the youth in. Jesus has drawn them in. And they love the Lord. And they have a passion for prayer. And because there's a new generation coming on with a passion for prayer around this world, I believe we're going to see one last great harvest of souls before Jesus comes. So let's get ready to rejoice in what the Lord is doing in Africa. At the powerhouse. I used to go to the Power Shop gym. Amen. We might get another portable for the powerhouse just for prayer alone.
Good news, that's what it is. And from all over Africa, we are beginning to hear stories of renewal, revival, and transformation. Watch closely, listen carefully, because these are the stories coming from every corner of our continent. That's the good news. But the best news is that the youth of Africa are spreading the word. They are part of this new generation, ready to stand in the gap and pay the price. Ready to move to a place of worship and intercession. Ready to enter the powerhouse of prayer.
As the youth of Africa, we come to the powerhouse because we are very excited about Jesus, and we fell in love with this awesome man, Jesus. And we are very passionate about prayer. And we want to pray, and we are going to pray until we see God being glorified all over the world by all cultures. As the Word of God says that let everything that has breath praise God. And the powerhouse is a great place to pray in, because we express ourselves in many different ways.
Actually, when I come to the powerhouse, I usually go to the personal prayer. It's where people write their prayer of request, prayer of breakthrough, and the heart desires.
When I come to the powerhouse, I go straight to the Word Watch. It's where I sit and read the Word of God. The Word of God is more alive and active, and when I read it, I become more alive in my spirit.
During times of praying the Word, young people encourage one another to intimacy with the Father.
It's important to study Bible, as the Bible tells us that we should be builders of one another. You know, we are brothers and sisters keeper, and so to grow together, to grow in the love of God.
As men and women stand before the wailing wall, they cry out to the Lord for his salvation and forgiveness.
Well, at the wailing wall, I come and intercede for people, because it is also, wailing wall is also an intercession corner whereby I pray for people and pray for nations and languages.
At the place of intercession, youth lift up the needs of our world. As they place their hands on the globe, they call on God for the healing of the nations.
When you grow up in Christianity, you begin carrying other people's need. So intercession is a strong pillar. Therefore, I realize that there are a lot of people suffering, nations suffering. Therefore, a person needs to stand and take up their needs.
As prayer requests are placed in the offering box, Passionate pleas of faith are offered and words of repentance break the bondage of sin.
Repentance ushers in the power of the Holy Spirit. Peter told some people, repent, the times of refreshment may come upon you.
At the repentance wall, we bring our troubles and our iniquities and our transgressions.
I go to the quiet corner and it is my favorite place where I have intimacy with God and I found love with Him. And I also take communion by remembering His covenant that will never be changed for eternity.
And as the prayers continue around the various stations of the powerhouse, the children of Africa turn to God and celebrate in praise and worship.
Thanksgiving is very important and it blesses my heart, because if you understand who you are in the Lord, you are a son or a daughter of God, you will enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise.
As the minutes turn to hours, the worship continues. God is at work, and once in the powerhouse, no one wants to leave, because it is here that their prayers are joining the river of grace from every corner of the globe.
Well, you've seen the powerhouse in action, so why don't you come and join us and start a powerhouse in your area today.
Join the movement and start a powerhouse in your community, church, school, or campus. Do it and watch God begin to move. Do it today.
Hallelujah. Well, let's come. We're in a powerhouse tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a powerhouse of prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God. God has already moved on us to do this. He's already spoken to us to do this. He told me, don't keep preaching on Sunday night. Intercede on Sunday night. Amen. There is no sermon, no matter how well delivered and how accurate and true, that can take the place of the Holy Spirit touching hearts and touching lives. And that only comes through intercession. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. This is a powerhouse of prayer. Praise God. And God has set us a praying for a purpose and a reason. And things are happening, some positive and some even seem negative. But I want you to know that things would not continue as they are. God is interrupting the normal, amen, and interjecting His will and purpose and challenging every one of us. Hallelujah. My life has been radically changed because of what is happening here on Sunday night. The Lord is moving in me, and there are times of deep repentance, Brother Taylor, of thinking that I could preach a sermon that would take the place of praying like we need to be praying. Amen. Or that I could preach a sermon to others that would take the place of asking God to cleanse me and help me to be thoroughly right with Him. And God is taking away the pride of all these years of ministry and being able to organize a sermon and hear somebody say, "Oh, Brother Venable, that was good. I don't preach to hear that." I mean, that's fine, but that's not what I'm preaching for anymore. It's not about whether it's good or not, or people think it was great or not. It's about whether God can take it and use it and touch lives with it. Can you say amen? So now I'm not afraid to just pick up my Bible, pick up this microphone, amen, study like I always study, but not depend so much on my outline as on His agenda. Praise God. Hallelujah. And just let the Holy Spirit have His way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, Father, we're coming tonight because You've already told us to do what these young people have done and are doing. You already instructed us, Lord, that Your house is to be called a house of prayer. Hallelujah. Not just a house of preaching. That has its place, but it cannot ever take the place of prayer. Father, we come tonight to pray. We come tonight to intercede. We come to pray, Lord, for families to be restored. We come to pray for bodies to be healed. We come to pray above all for souls to be saved, for people to be delivered, and people to be set free tonight. We come to pray for nations, because you've allowed us out of this little place to have an influence in nations. We come to join the people around the globe that you are calling to prayer, because the great last day harvest has begun. And Father, we want to see a great harvest, a mighty harvest, a harvest of souls that is unprecedented in any other time in human history. Hallelujah. Oh God, how we need your power now. How we need your presence now. How we need your supernatural intervention now. We claim the scripture where sin doth abound in the wickedness of this fallen world like it has never been. Where sin doth abound, your grace doth much more abound. And we call upon you to show that grace and that mercy by reaching your hand from heaven and touching lost men and women, boys and girls. Touch, Father, heal, deliver, set free, and save and seal for heaven. Hallelujah. And let the praying not stop here in this room, but let it come upon us, a spirit of prayer through the week. On the way to the grocery store, let a spirit of prayer come upon brothers and sisters. And, oh God, on the way to work, let a spirit of prayer come upon brothers and sisters. And let them pray in the spirit. And with their understanding. And Father, let strongholds fall before us. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing impossible with God. There's nothing impossible to him that believeth. And whatever we ask in prayer, this is the mighty weapon. This is why we've been given armor, to come to you in prayer. Hallelujah. To win this battle in prayer. Mushalaba, to pray the word of God, to say the word of God. To say, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shelaba roshalaba. Salabariteta, Sholabakita. Lord, cleanse our hearts. Cleanse our hearts. Cleanse our hearts from double-mindedness. Cleanse our hearts from bitterness. Cleanse our hearts from anger and clamor. Cleanse our hearts, O God, from secret sin. Lord, cleanse us. Hallelujah. That these times of refreshing that we so desperately need may come upon us. Oh God, bring us to the place where minutes turn to hours. That there's no place that we'd rather be but in your presence in prayer. Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem tonight. Oh, Father, we pray that you will demonstrate your covenant with Israel. Hallelujah, that the nations of the world might know, regardless of her politics and mistakes, there is a God in Israel. Hallelujah. A covenant-keeping God. Hallelujah, our God. We pray for President Obama, regardless of our disagreements with some of his political decisions. We pray for the man, not the president, the man. And whoever else comes along and takes that spot, we pray ahead of time, oh God, that in the Oval Office in Washington, D.C., there will be a sense of destiny, divine destiny, that this is still a nation under God. Hallelujah. And let whoever sits in that chair be stirred. Get down by that chair. Lock the doors. Get down by that chair on their knees and call upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shelamanita tadamosanda. Shelamanite. Siliadambobabosandadaba. Nekalabasiti andadabadite. Elabakisata. Nanda. Salabaro. Sitanamasita. We join those that are praying around the world. Around the world, around the world, hallelujah, that you will shake the nations one more time before your coming, hallelujah, that we will see a mighty revival, not just in an area, not just in this area or that area, but we'll see it around the world, a great harvest. Mashallah. Hallelujah. John saw them. John saw the people we're praying for tonight. He saw them coming out of every kindred, every tongue, and every nation. Amen. He said, who are these? Who are these? Who are these? Amen. These are they that have washed their robes, made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Halabakosata. Who are these coming from the four corners of the earth? Different cultures. Halamahosa. Who are these people? These are those that have come through not just the great tribulation, but they've come through great tribulation. Hallelujah. The pressure is against them. The world is against them. The devil is against them. But Christ is interceding for them tonight. And we are too. Hallelujah. 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 Barito, Okeka, Asala, Nende, Rosha, Lamamema, Handa de Basitia, Ha, Shedabacosundabi, Hallelujah, 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 Mokoloba Sitia, Shalabarosha Labai, Under the Basidia, Under the Basidia. Anamasala yandodo shalabasidia shalabani kekea me shalaba. We pray for our young people. We pray for our children, our sons and our daughters. Oh, babosa. We pray for churches that want to entertain them, that don't know how to challenge them to come to know you, to have a hunger for you, to have a passion for you. Oh, Baba Hosanda de Basitia, Salabadite Tadamasitia, Ola Barosha Labadite. We pray for churches that just want to entertain. Oh, it's not enough to entertain them. We're not in competition with the entertainment establishment. We're in competition with the devil for their souls. Can you say amen? Mokolabasataya. And though that we are in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty. That's why this is powerful, what we're doing tonight. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I intercede for my children and my grandchildren. I stand in the gap and make up the hedge tonight. Halabakosatara, Salabaroshala, Nendara, visit them, O God. Open their eyes. Let them see. Jesus. I pray for the children of this congregation. Open their eyes, oh God. Let them see. Holy Spirit, hover over that portable over there. Open their eyes and let them see. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Stir us, oh God. We stir ourselves up. We fan into flame the embers of our hearts. We're desperate. But Lord, we're filled with expectancy. Say it with me, Jeremiah 33:3. Call upon me. That's prayer. That's call upon me. Call upon me. No man stirred himself up to lay hold on him, but one man was stirred. His name was Isaiah. He said, oh, that thou would rend the heavens and come down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Interrupt our routine worship services. Interrupt our temple routines. Amen. Interrupt our religious routines. Oh, God, we're doing it without you and we don't even miss you. Come down. Rend the heavens and come down. Hanemarosha salabakita under the barosha la matia. Amen. The United Methodist Church of America is getting ready to vote in 2012. Amen. On whether or not to accept homosexuality as that you can be Christian. Amen. Churches are falling away. Denominations are falling away. The pressure is on to compromise. The world church is forming right now. What it takes to form a world church is happening in terms of compromise right now. I'm going to tell you one more thing to pray for tonight and pray in your own heart as well. Pray for pulpits in America. Amen. God's house shall be called. There's only one time. Jesus did not lose it. Don't ever use that term. He didn't lose it. He was in the direct will and purpose of God. This wasn't some loss of temper. He saw something in the temple that said, this is absolutely unacceptable. This is intolerable. God's judgment doesn't begin out there in the brothel, out there in the gambling casino. God's judgment begins, amen, where there ought to be purity. God's judgment begins where there ought to be truth. God's judgment begins where there ought to be honesty and sincerity. It begins at the house of God. Amen. He said, this is not, amen, a place for money changers to make money. Amen. This is a holy place. This is a house of what? A house of prayer. Can you say amen? You've turned it into a den of thieves. It's not here to make money off of. It's not here to market. It's here to intercede. It's here to pray. It's here to cry holy unto God. None of silver and gold can't save America. Only God can save America. Silver and gold can't save your kids and mine, but God can, and God will if we'll pray. This is not for sale. This is not for sale. You couldn't buy it if you gave $1 million tonight. You couldn't buy it. It's been bought. You couldn't buy it because it's already been bought. You couldn't pay for it because he paid for it. Can you say amen? $1,000 won't buy you healing. $1 million won't buy you healing. The blood of Jesus, that's what buys your healing. His stripes bought it. Hallelujah. Tetelestai. It is accomplished. Paid in full. Freely you have received. Freely give. Halabakusanda selabarota. Abandon yourself to prayer. Halabakise. Amen. Mabahosa. Lalabasiti andarabasitia. Elabasitia. There's an alligator pond that the county owns wetlands, and I take my dog and we walk around that alligator pond. My dog is, he's picking up all those scents. He loves it. He's way out of shape. So the sun bothers him. He comes home panting and lays on his belly on a cool spot. Amen. And I'm not much better. But anyway, we walk it together and we're walking around this, and I say, Jesus, here I am, just me and this dog. Amen. There's nobody to talk to but you. And Lord, this is what an opportunity. Lord, I intercede. I intercede. I start interceding. As we walk, I intercede. I intercede. I intercede. E korobo sotaramasite. Kalabasatanabanite. Nanda da bakosa. La salabaroshi. Shionda de boroshi. Tianda da bakasa. Nita shalabokore. Nanda da basataya. Hallelujah. 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 And then after a while, I realize it's no longer just me praying, Sean. It's no longer just me praying, because I see a need and feel compassion. I feel someone in me that begins to pray. Halabakusata salamanite. Sometimes it is in tongues. Sometimes it's in groanings. Allah neta broshalamanda. Ruth knows about those groanings. Olabakisata neta basite asa. Anguish. Oh, anguish over souls. Anguish over the lost. Anguish over the circumstances that our nation faces and other nations. But oh God, there's expectancy that follows the anguish, because after I pray, I begin to feel like something is taking place, that God is doing something wonderful, something powerful. Call upon me. Call upon me, and I will show you, not by revelation to your spirit, but realization as he moves in answer to prayer. Come on, this is not something you dream in the night. Amen. Call upon me, and I will show you, amen, great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, you have not seen my hand with my sleeve rolled up. You haven't seen my arm. Hallelujah. But if you call upon me, amen, you're going to see it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Whoa, hallelujah. We've seen what steeples and stone can do. We've seen what PhD preachers can do. We have yet to see what God can do. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. We've seen what money can build in the name of the Lord, but we've yet to see what God can do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he said, call upon me. Hallelujah. Stir yourself up to lay hold on me. Can you say, man, I'll rend the heavens. I'll tear a hole in heaven and I'll come down. Praise God. God comes down on our children. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 How many have an expectation tonight that what we've done here is going to matter? We don't even have the time tonight to spend for all the different types of prayer we need to pray. But we've set a pattern for it, a standard for it. And through the week, we have time. We can make time. We can take time. Man asked me at work one time. He said, Preacher Bob, he said, I go. He said, we got one bathroom. And we got three kids, my wife and I. They're getting ready for school. She and I both work. We're all hogging that bathroom. Amen. We have a timer in there. Amen. There's a timer like you have on a, you know, for boiled eggs or something. Amen. I hope it's more than 3 minutes. Sherry said, ain't no way. Amen. you twist that timer over, and when it dings, you're supposed to come out because there's somebody, two or three people waiting on the outside. He said, I go in there. He said, I guess you notice sometimes I got a Band-Aid on my face. I said, yeah, I have noticed that you're a little clumsy when you shave. He said, you know why it's there? He said, I shave in a hurry because that timer's running. He said, so I'll have time to pray, to start my day in prayer. He said, it's chaos at our house in the morning. But he said, there's one place I can pray. Amen. And it's in there. And I told him, I said, well, they do call the Lord's presence the throne room. I wanted him to know something. He said, do you think God would mind if I prayed in the bathroom? I said, no. God don't care where you are when you pray. What he's concerned about is that you pray. Enter into your closet where you can find the space and make the time. God's going to honor that. The God that sees in secret is going to reward you openly. And I said, you don't have to just pray in the bathroom. On the way to work, watch and pray. Can you say, man, keep your eye on the road, but talk to God. God will listen to you. Seemed like a load off of him to know, you mean God listens to me when I pray in a bathroom? He listens to me when I'm riding down the road. I said, God says his eyes are on the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. We got a God who says, I'm listening. Amen. I want to hear my people. Hallelujah. I want to heal their land. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight for it. We praise you for it. We are desperate, but we are expectant in the name of Jesus. And we expect to see mighty things because we have dared to pray and believe that nothing is too hard for our God. And nothing is impossible with our God. And nothing is impossible to him that believeth. Hallelujah. And whatever we ask in prayer, believing, we shall receive. We have a spirit of high expectancy. Help our patience not to wear thin, that we lose that. Father, help us to expect every single day to see something that indicates that our God is hearing and answering prayer. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, give us the passion for it. I feel it already beginning tonight. Don't you feel it? Praise God in Jesus' name. Now let's have something to quit off on. Praise God. That prison in Louisiana where the Brooklyn, it wasn't Attica, that's in New York. I do believe, but it isn't Angora. It sounds like one of those African countries. Amen. Angola, it is Angola. It is a prison named Angola in Louisiana. And if you have to go, you may. But we're just going to worship one more time with the prisoners and the Brooklyn Tabernacle praise team. Amen. How many would give God praise anyhow? Are you ready to praise him anyhow because you believe he's in control?